This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
So it seems that our plan to highlight certain past chats that we've had and re-air them in an unedited format really worked, because last Friday, our chat with Joyce Gerard, I am overwhelmed with how many people DM'd to say that they never heard this chat before and they loved our chat with Joyce. And we are airing these in unedited format. So they are a little different because we have left nothing out. We're like, if we're going to re-air some of these and highlight some of these past chats that we've had that we feel are lost on our back feed from creating too much content and having almost 400 shows there, plus bonus Patreon shows every Friday, we might as well air unedited version. So thank you for the overwhelming response to this new little plan that we're doing. And Joyce was our first person last week. Today, we are highlighting our chat with Peter Madrigal with Vanderpump Rules back on the air. How many people are watching Vanderpump Rules? The ratings are, they're like 600 and something thousand. Now, the Roni universe went crazy when the ratings dipped down to 700,000. So I don't know really what that means, but I think a lot of people are not watching Vanderpump Rules, but I know a lot of you are. So we're highlighting our chat with Peter Madrigal. He's the one constant staple that has been there since the beginning. And by the way, by highlighting these chats, I'm not saying that they're all my personal favorites. I'm just saying I find some of them amazing. I find some of them humorous. Some of them are just so strange and awkward that I find they should be highlighted. I find the humor in our strange and awkward chats. So enjoy this. Does everyone want me to do the Patreon best of and worst of at the end of the year again? Last year we did a best of and a worst of. So I think we're going to do that again. This highlights our chat with Peter. I figured it's appropriate because Vanderpump Rules is back. Yes, there are sirens outside my window. I live in New York. I don't know why every time I do a show, there are sirens, but here is our chat unedited with Mr. Peter Madrigal, which was we originally sat down with him, kind of midway last year. So enjoy. Hey guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's get right into it, because we are joined here today from 3,000 miles away via Zoom with one of the OGs himself, Mr. Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules.
How you doing, Dave?
What are you drinking over there? I love how it's 5 o'clock here and I'm still drinking coffee. Is there something
wrong? I'm drinking water, actually.
Oh.
I'm drinking water. I'm getting ready for my live broadcast starts in like an hour and a half. So I got to get ready for that.
You know? Are people loving your Instagram lives that you are really dedicated to this?
Well, here's the thing. I started them 8 weeks ago and I didn't know that it was going to kind of blow up the way it did. So I got a producer on board who's a friend of mine, Johnny Ariola. And he produced the Jerry Springer Show. He produces Windy City Live. So he's a friend of mine, and he's like, I'll produce it for you, but we got to get it more structured, and we got to put it on YouTube. I was like, okay, cool, let's do that, you know? So I've been trying to get everybody, hey, come talk to me, but come talk to me on YouTube. Because what was happening was we were getting some guests that were not vetted, you know what I mean? Because I'll talk to everybody. I want to hear from everyone, as many people as I can across the globe, actually, not just the United States. And we were getting some weird kids at one point, and you know, it was the comments were just going off on some of my guests. So it was like, okay, we need to do something a little bit more structured here if we're going to do it on a regular basis the way we are. And now it has a name, Social Happy Hour with Peter.
Are you shocked? I mean, like, listen, when I think of quarantine, it's one of the things I think of. It's kind of taken off. It has a life of its own.
That's funny that you say that. A lot of people say, yeah, when you think of quarantine, you think of Social Happy Hour with Peter, because it's something that... I don't know, man. 8 weeks in, baby. 8 weeks.
Listen,
can you believe that?
No, I can't. But you know what? Good for you. I'm kind of doing the same. Like, my show has kind of, you know, gotten bigger here. I think, like, anyone who's using this time wisely, it's just...
I agree.
What choice do we have, right?
Yes, sir. I agree. Absolutely. You know, there's nothing... I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, drink and then maybe record it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, I've noticed it's a great show, Social Happy Hour with Peter. It's amazing, and I'm loving it. Now, we'll get right into it because we have so much to discuss. Sometimes I have guests on, and I'm like, let me think about how this is going to go. You're the opposite. I got to go quick because we got a lot to get to. So let's go back to the beginning. When did you start working at Cirque? I don't even know.
I started in 2008, actually, as a busser. So I was working at Club Monaco, and I was just I was a senior in college at USC, and I had a little job Club Monaco. And one day Guillermo comes in, and we start talking, and he's like, "Yeah, you should come and work at my restaurant." Anyway, at the same time, I didn't like Club Monaco anymore. I wanted to get away from clothing retail, you know. And my buddy, I lived at the time, you know, we lived in like this frat house, which is like a 2-bedroom apartment with like 5 guys, right? And one of the guys was this guy named Arthur Napionic, right? And he worked at Cirque. Did you remember the movie Pineapple Express?
Yeah, but I didn't really watch the whole thing. I'm horrible with movies because I watch reality TV. Bravo, basically 24 hours a day. But,
well,
I do remember.
Seth Rogen was on Vanderpump Rules. We did the crossover.
Yes.
So Arthur was in the movie Pineapple Express. In fact, when we were all living together in one, you know, frat house, he was shooting that movie at the same time, Pineapple Express. He was in that. He was the redhead who told Seth Rogen, "All right, time to suck today's dick," you know, in the hallway at the very beginning of the movie. So he worked at Cirque, and he was a busser at the time as well. And I didn't put two and two together. And the next thing you know, I'm walking around the corner, I see Guillermo, and Guillermo's all like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" I was like, and he's all like, "Yeah, you're hired," because he was messing with the drape, the curtains in the front of the restaurant. We didn't have the lounge at the time. That didn't come up until 2010. That was when that was constructed. Yep.
So you worked there before Beverly Hills Housewives ever came to be?
Yeah, actually. Lisa wasn't Lisa at that time. Lisa, like, it was just, they were just restaurateurs. They didn't have, there was no Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in 2008 when I started.
Right. Yeah. So when Beverly Hills Housewives was cast in 2010, was it like a big deal? Like, oh my God, my boss is going to be on this TV show. Like, they filmed it, sir. They filmed at her restaurants. Like,
yeah,
is that a big thing?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm very, like, one of those very, like, tempered guys. You know what I mean? I don't get really like, oh my God, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? I have to, like, see things as they progress, you know, before I get all like, oh, okay, this is awesome. You know, I keep a cool, calm demeanor at all times. It's helped me be a good manager at the restaurant. But, like, for instance, I am one of those type of guys, you don't know what I'm doing in the background. Like, for instance, June 1st, we launched Celebrity Slot. So we started this company in 2018. I didn't tell anybody. We got it funded. It was about a $2 million company. We got it funded. I worked on Peterific Slots the entire year of 2019. We launched in August, actually, at the finale party. The app went live. got about 8,000 downloads. I was the guinea pig. Because I'm part owner of the company. So I'm like, I'll be the guinea pig. I'll put the first one out there. And now it's culminated into this app where you can play all these different slot games, but they're all starring different celebrities. So we got Dennis Rodman. We got Joy Melissa Gorga from the Housewives of New Jersey. Jersey Housewives. We got Natalie Eva Marie from WWE. We got Amber Rose. We got Food God. So we got all these colorful characters in this thing. It's coming out in June 1st. It's coming out next. I don't know when you're going to put this up. It's coming out on June 1st. And nobody knows about it. Nobody knew about this because I'm not talking about the business that I have. I mean, this is a full-fledged company. We have a COO, a CFO. We have a chairman, a board of directors, a whole thing, you know?
And listen, Peter, you're going to be the richest one of them all if this takes off. I mean, first of all, Food God, very good choice. Melissa and Joe Gorga, also two very good choices right there.
Yeah. Yes.
So, no, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I think that's great. Like, why talk about it until it's here?
That's why I've been so, like, calm all my life. Like, for instance, when we first got this show cast, like, essentially, the entire cast was casted on that first day. We were all sitting around table 11 at Sir Restaurant in 2011 in the summer. Lisa Vanderpump talked to us. And there was the entire bussers, servers, bartenders. They're all 20 employees at the time. That's how many there were. There weren't very many at the time. 20 employees. And then we go on audition with Lisa and Natalie at table 6, and we all got cast on that day. I remember like talking to Lisa and talking to Natalie, and Lisa turning to me, and she's all like, she's all like, see, we can make an entire show based off of him. That's how many talented people we have here. The original cast, those seven people, actually eight people, but one of them, I'm not going to mention names, but that was the day that they were all, we did a couple screen tests to make sure, but everything else, yeah, we just did it that very day.
So it was a table, and it's like, what, if you work there, go see Lisa, go to the right,
if you've ever been to Sir, there was like the long table, we've done some scenes there before, and we were all there, and then catty corner to that is table 6, and that's where we went and auditioned with Lisa and Natalie, and basically, we all got cast there on the same, like, that day, like, they ironed out who was going to be the seventh.
And was that like Game of Thrones? Was every person there like, holy shit, you know, like,
no,
or were
no,
people like, I no. don't give a shit if I'm on reality
there
TV?
There were people there that regretted it afterwards that didn't want anything to do with it. And were asking me the question, like, why are you doing that here? I'm like, well, because I think it could take off and be something. Little did I know that it would be something very, very special. You know?
So even though like Beverly Hills Housewives was a big deal and these other housewives, no one was like, I'm a server making whatever, and this is going to change my life. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that at all. We were all working there at the time. I mean, like all of us, we were like all, you know, just going after shifts. I remember Jax, one of the bartenders quit and Jax was there that day and he was all like, can I have all your shifts? He's like, yeah, sure. So Jax went to the, because now we have an app that does the schedule for us that we have a schedule on. Back then we had like paper and it was printed out and it was put on the refrigerator in the prep kitchen. You've seen it before on the show. If you look closely, there's old tape on that refrigerator. And so he marked his name all the way through the entire schedule. It was hilarious.
Wow. And what were you just saying? You don't want to mention any names. What did you just say? Like someone didn't get it or was going to get it?
Well, yeah, there was a couple of people that became like, I don't know, that didn't really make it on the show. Like they were around, but they didn't really do anything, you know?
Right. Got you. And then when it was cast, like the seven main people, were you shocked? Like, oh, Stassi, like she's not going to be good. Like, did you have any, you know, where you were wrong, where you're like that, or you just didn't even think about
no,
it?
No, none of us had those thoughts. We were all like, this is going to be one of the more entertaining casts. I remember one time getting in an argument with Chris and Dodie, and I had hashed it out with Tom. I don't know if the scene, they ever showed the scene. It was in season 1. And I had hashed it out with Tom Sandoval. But yeah, Kristen and I got into an argument the night before Tom and I went and shot a scene. This was in season one. It was funny. Yeah.
Are you shocked? Like, you know, what a ride it's been. Like, are you shocked that this show is like 8 years later and so freaking huge?
I'm not shocked. I'm more pleased. I'm pleased with the outcome. I'm like, wow, this has been a culture. I mean, like, let's face it. We've been one of the more dominant shows on TV for the past decade. You know, think about it. It was like the 2010s. I said this in one of my posts. I was like, 2010s. It's all Vanderpump Rules for me, you know? And what's the next decade going to bring? It's going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, not that I agree with everything that Jax always says, but, you know, I mean, that is Jax's point. Like, this, you know, up to maybe this year, which we'll get into, like, it's a natural, like, who could have ever predicted, like, you know, Jax slept with Kristen, slept with Tom. Like, it's just like, this is like reality TV gold. Like, I mean, I wonder, you know, like most reality shows, they, between seasons, they go to like the housewives and say, like, what is your storyline going to be? Like, what is going on in your life? Like, what is new? What is exciting? Yeah. This is just like the gift that keeps giving. So, I mean, to your point. Now, we all know that you dated Stassi for a hot minute.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 months back in 2010. That's a decade ago now.
It's a long time ago. So we don't need to, like, you know, dwell on that unless you have anything to add about that.
No, I mean, people already know. Yeah.
Was there anyone else, like, were you, you know, not that you dated, but you were like, oh, Kristen, she's my type. Like, was there anyone else you were kind of circling around, like, almost dated Kristen?
I mean, well, Katie and I made out one time and then that was it, you know? Everyone thinks it was this big thing. I was like dating Stassi and Katie at the same time. One of the running jokes on the entire show, though, was whenever we spin the bottle, I'd end up making out with all the girls that were in relationships.
It's a very incestuous cast. Yes.
No, but once I became a manager there, I stopped dating. I was all like, you know, because I take being on the show seriously and I take my job seriously. So you were talking about punctuality earlier, how I'm punctual, I'm on time. Well, I mean, I'm the same at the restaurant and I'm the same at the on the show. Like, I'm punctual. I have to be there on time. Otherwise, I'm, you know, I feel like a piece of garbage, you know,
that's good.
If I'm not on time.
You were very on time for this, so I appreciate it. I mean, is there like a, you know, Game of Thrones now, like when someone comes in and actually needs a job as a server, you know, like you as a manager, is that always in the back of your head? Like, do you have to have a conversation of like, this is a job, like maybe in 3 years you'll get on Vanderpump?
Yeah, I have to have that conversation. I do have to have that conversation with some of the new servers because, you know, they'll be like, oh, ooh, I'm just here to be on the show. No. You're here to work, okay? And that's me. I'm the silver lining of this whole thing. And I've been the silver lining since the beginning. It's like, you know, I have a foothold in the restaurant and I have a foothold on the show. So I have to manage both equally the same, you know what I mean? I have to be a responsible manager and I have to, like, if we're filming, like, let's say there's a party, I have to figure out who's going to be covering me, you know? Like back when the slap happened with, you know, the Stassi. I wasn't there until after the whole thing happened because I had to manage Sir, you know?
Right.
And there were some other people that were desperate to be on the show at that point in time. Like, they were like, the some of these servers from Sir, they didn't want to be on season one, but they're like, ooh, it's a success. Let's try and be on now. It's like, you know, what do you think you're doing?
What about someone like Charlie who like gets hired and then is like on the show almost simultaneously? Like, is there, you know, is there, I guess, jealousy with people that have worked at Sir? Like, who the hell is this new girl who's just on the show now on day two?
Not that I've seen. I haven't seen any jealousy. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm kind of, you know, some of the new people, they need to prove themselves, you know, at the restaurant, you know? I'm not going to just be like, oh yeah, welcome to the family. No, who are you? You know what I mean? It's like, well, I'm so and so. I just got hired here. It's like, yeah, well, I've been here for over a decade. So
seriously,
who are you? You know?
Seriously. If you've ever dreamed of having the chance to win awesome prizes like a classic 1968 Mercedes-Benz, karaoke with Charlize Theron, or my personal favorite, family dinner with the Jonas Brothers and VIP tickets to their show, oh yeah, then you have to check out Omaze, the new way to give back to charity and have fun doing it. Here's how Omaze works. You enter for the chance to win something amazing, and at the same time, you can donate to support great causes. It's fun, it's easy, And it's a way for nonprofits to raise money and for you to win big prizes, like a multi-million dollar house in Miami. No, really, you guys have to check out this house. It's 7 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, has a gym, an elevator, and hello, do you understand it's Miami? Perhaps you'll run into one of our friends, the Real Housewives of Miami. Here's how it works. Go to amaze.com/velvetrope and select Miami Dream House or a different experience of your choosing. Once you've selected your prize, choose a donation amount from $10 to $150. The more you donate, the more entries you get. It's as simple as that. Enter today for your chance to win the Miami Dream House or other life-changing prizes and experiences. Just go to amaze.com/velvetrope. Plus, you now receive 20 extra entries when you enter the code VELVETROPE. That's OMAZE.com/velvetrope. What about who do you think positive and negative has changed the most since the show has started?
I think Jax has changed for the positive, you know, especially like getting married and settling into life. For instance, Stassi and I, when we dated, I was immature, she was immature, and it was just like oil and water. You know, I think you heard that on the show one time, oil and water.
Yeah.
And now, you know, looking back on it, it's all like, yeah, we argued about the stupidest shit. You know, she would tell you that too. It's like, it's, you know, it's immaturity. Once you get older, you start looking at things in a different vein.
And you could say, and, yeah, no, that's true. And you could say, I mean, he wasn't an OG, but you know, at this point, James has changed for the positive, right? He's kind of working.
Big time. Now he's like had the most change. It's crazy. You know, from drinking every day to, he's actually kind of been an inspiration to me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just like, cause I found myself drinking every day during this quarantine, at least. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I got to cut down on it big time, you know? So I've kind of done that recently.
That's good. I've done the opposite. I have hardly drank during this quarantine. And in real life, I am out like 7 nights a week and I love my vodka. I don't know. It hasn't been for me.
Well, my birthday's coming up, so I want to get wasted. So I'm like, hold off on that.
When is your birthday? My birthday's June 9th.
June 14th. Gemini.
Best sign ever. Mm-hmm. Best sign. We have the most fun. I love being a Gemini.
Oh, me too. I love it.
What about who has changed for the negative the most? Where it's, or like, let me put it this way, like, who's fame gone to their head? Like, where it's just like, some days I don't even recognize that person.
Not that I've seen. I mean, everybody, we're all still a tight-knit group. So maybe other people would have seen other people, you know, seen other cast members change, but I haven't. So I think everybody's changed for the better, honestly. You know, and that, like, everybody matures and everyone grows up and everybody becomes like a better person, in my opinion, even whether you're on a show or not, you know, and everybody that I've been around has grown up and changed for the better. You know, I mean, Sandoval and Ariana, they came out with a book. They've changed a lot, but they've changed for the better. You know what I mean? Tom owns a restaurant now, along with, I mean, the one who's matured a lot is Schwartz. You know, he freaked out during, and I always give him shit for this. He freaked out at bartending at Pump, and then all of a sudden he's like now a partner with Lisa. It's kind of quite a trajectory there, you know?
He's changed a lot. Are you shocked at like, yeah, and are you shocked at someone like Stassi? I mean, like the lines for her book, the lines at her podcast tour, this podcast tour is going on next year. Like, I mean, Stassi has blown up.
Yeah, she has. And I'm proud of her. It's amazing. I love that. You know, like I said, everybody grows up and everybody matures and everybody changes for the better, you know?
I think so. You know, and you think Bo is a good match for Stassi?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, they seem happy.
That's my humble
opinion. What about like all these naysayers who say, like, even on Watch What Happens, people called in and I guess they took bets and they said, Jackson, Brittany, we give it 6 years. Like, what are your, you know, being close to the situation? Is Jax a changed man, married forever now? Like,
yeah,
happy?
He's changed. He's changed. He enjoys being in his man cave. He enjoys, riding his thing around. He enjoys cutting the lawn and he enjoys just chilling out, you know?
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
And then play golf with the guys. That's it.
Do you think Jax, like, in a way this past season, and we'll get into this past season, like, do you think Jax, in a way, got, like, a bad edit or, like, this past season as far as, you know, like, he was always grumpy and, like, you know, Like, do you think, or do you think, Jax has his moment?
He explained that. He explained that he was settling into changing his life and settling into this new life. And so he was trying to figure himself out, you know, figuring everything out. Like, okay, like, this is what my situation is. I mean, you know, I can only imagine right now what marriage will be like for me, you know? So I'm still not in a relationship yet. So we'll see what happens in the future, but I can only imagine what I would do in that situation, you know,
join
because I'm a Gemini. So I'm like, get me out, you know?
Listen, let me tell you, being a Gemini, it's hard to date. It's hard.
Yeah, it is. Trust
it's hard.
You know?
Gemini
is particular. You become like, I don't know if you are, but I'm OCD. So I could become very particular and I'm just like, okay, moving on. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I mean, I'm a great friend. Like, I think Geminis are great friends. Yes. And we're a good fucking time. Like, give me a night out. Like, I guarantee you will have a great time with me.
Then
when it gets to an actual relationship, I'm not so great at that either.
Yeah, it's usually my fault. I'm like, I blame myself a lot.
Me too. I blame myself 99% of the time. But speaking of relationships, so you dated Stassi for a minute. Like, what is your type?
How do I put this? I mean, I've dated everything from a playmate to a cowboy cheerleader. So I don't know. It's just, I'm fit, athletic, you know, but here's the thing. I like a woman. It's not too much done, just enough, but always meticulous with the way they look, you know, because I'm meticulous, you know? So if you're like, do your eyebrows and shave your legs and all that, and you're like painting your nails and you're on point. I don't want someone that's like, oh, I meet them. And then all of a sudden, 3 months later, oh, they don't care anymore. It's like, I mean, I work out 2 hours a day right away in the morning. You know, I work out like in a weighted jacket. That's how much I care about, you know, I'm shaved. I'm like, you know, like always trying to be even in quarantine, I'm always trying to be on point, as on point as possible. So that's what I look for in a woman. You know what I mean? It's like someone that likes to take care of themselves.
That's fair. I get it. I work out in the morning and I personally, yes, I never understood this. Like, I'm married, so now I'm going to let myself go. I'm like,
I'm going to look like this when I'm 50.
I'm going to look like this for the rest of my life. Seriously. Like,
there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Just,
you know, when you're 70, you're like, oh, I'm still going. You know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's just,
that's the way I look at it. I'm not going to like, oh, I'm married and I'm going to, if I get married and have kids, I'm still going to be up in the morning working out before they get up. You know?
It makes you feel good.
Yes.
Well, speaking of types, if you had to choose between Dana, Danica, Charlie, all of the newbies.
Danica. I'd go for Danica.
Danica over Dana or Charlie. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Now, let's get into some of the newbies for a minute.
Okay.
What do you think, you know, because listen, if you read online, I mean, I'm sure you've heard all this chatter, like, across, listen, do I think Vanderpump Rules is, like, one of the best shows on freaking TV? Yes. You know, the consensus amongst the viewers is, like, okay, this season sucked. It sucked in relative, it's still probably one of the best shows out there, but the consensus is, like, this season was off. And then they bring in, have you heard this? You're looking, I think you haven't heard this. And I'm not insulting you, like sucked in the sense of like, this is like the consensus online. Like just that there was too much going on. Like we don't know Max, Brett, Danica, Dana, Charlie, there's too many people and it's like two completely separate shows. That's the chatter. Now, when I say sucked, I mean, it's still, I think, the bar was so high, it's still like everyone's loves the show, but I just think like in the scheme of like what seasons were better than others, this not for me, but this consensus is like, oh, this season was off.
Where's this chatter coming from? Is it coming from online? Is it coming from like Reddit or what?
It's not like produced, it's coming mostly from like Instagram. And like for instance, so I've had other Vanderpump people on, like I've had Max on my show, Sheena, Brett. So whenever I put out an interview with them, I get these, you know, all the comments like, oh, this season, so off, these newbies. It really is mostly geared towards the newbies of like, who are these five people and why are they on the show? So, I mean, I guess, you know, having not heard this before, like, did you feel there was, and you know, there's a lot of people that say there should be two shows. Like, did you hear this? All this chatter. This is
no, I haven't heard this. So what are they saying? They're saying like there should be an OG show and a new G show, new gangster show and an old gangster.
Yeah,
is that what almost, they're saying?
Yeah, almost like look, these people work at Sir. I guess Peter, you and maybe Sheena could be on both shows because like
right, point, you know, because I got a full hold at Sir.
Right. So I mean, and Sheena, you know, pops in and works at Sir. But yeah,
oh, that's what,
and
Monday
so like
nights are her night with me.
Yeah, and when I talk to her, she is like, look, I'm frugal, you know, I don't like to spend tons of money on myself, I like to go on vacation. She's like, this is my job and I take it seriously.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah,
I'm
that's...
the same boat. I'm very frugal too, you know?
You know what? That's my best advice for anyone. Like, I was just on another podcast where they said, like, what's your advice for anyone on reality TV? That's my advice. Like, not going to last forever.
I own part of a big company that it's getting huge and I'm still frugal. I don't care. Like, I'm like, no matter how much money I ever make, whether I, you know, like make a huge amount of money in 1 year or, you know, across my lifetime, whatever, I'm still going to be frugal. It's just in my nature. It's innate in me, you know,
that's
it's just,
smart.
That's the way I am.
That's smart. So having not heard any of this chatter, like, did you feel that, like, that it was almost like two shows, like when you were filming it? I mean, look, for me, it's like they needed to show all this, like to show Stassi, who's selling out theaters all across America, still working. Well, then that's a false show. So I love the fact that they're showing people buying houses and this is reality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you feel it was like an off season and like there was a divide in that sense?
I mean, all of us, we all ended up in the same areas, the same parties, you know, like we, you know, I guess I'm one of the OGs, but I'm still with the new people. So, I mean, from my standpoint, I haven't seen it yet, but that's a very interesting point that you're bringing up. That's a very interesting thing that you're saying that, oh, there's going to be two shows. It's very interesting. I haven't heard anything like that, but, you know, OG versus new G.
And I'm not even saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying like that was a big thing, especially when it came back.
That's the consensus of the people. That's what they want to see.
Well, in the beginning, it was like, why don't we just have two shows in the beginning? Because, you know, let's have the exact show, people working at Sir, which is how this whole thing blew up. And then let's show, you know, all these people that now have money, which we all know they have money because you guys have been on forever, buying houses and moving on to another. That was the consensus in the beginning. Now I feel the chatter I get when I post these interviews is like, why are you interviewing all these newbies, David? Like, move on. Like, enough.
What do you think of the newbies?
Listen, so I've sat in down with Brett, I've sat in down with Max, and I've sat in down with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard it from their point of view, how they feel the integration with the OGs has gone, you know? And then I've spoken to like you and Sheena, who are both, well, I'm speaking to you now, who are kind of like in the middle. So for me, it's like interesting too, that you're like, it's so interesting to me that you're shocked by these comments, because like you're kind of in the middle, almost like you're not on the outside. So that's interesting. I wonder if I sat down. Both, yeah, you
I
guys are
Sheena
like.
Sheena and I are the silver lining of some of the, of this show. You know what I mean? Because we're both still at Sir, more so than like Jax and Tom. You know, we're both still implemented there. You know what I mean? I mean, Tom, he spends most of his time now at TomTom, which I don't blame him because he's part owner. You know?
Nothing says fall like soft, plush, merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. They're incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Hey, it's 2021. Who has time for uncomfortable shoes? That's why I turned to Rothy's. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. Wait, you want to know what is my favorite thing about Rothy's? My favorite thing is that they're not just for women anymore. They're now available for men as well. They're durable, they're washable, and they're great for the planet. To help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/velvet. That's rothys.com/velvet. Head to rothys.com/velvet to find your new favorites today. They're comfortable, they're machine washable, and they're perfect for the fall. Rothy's. Totally. Well, what do you feel? How do you feel about the newbies?
It's too early to tell what exactly. I mean, here's the thing. I have a different relationship with the newbies as opposed to the OGs. Like you're talking about, like, for instance, Kristen trained me when I was a busser back in 2008. And then I became her manager. And before that, we were all like, after work, we'd all go to party at Tom Sandoval's house, which was right down the street on Kings Road. You know, right after we'd get done with work, we'd all go down, you know, and party over there. And I wasn't even a manager yet. I was still a server slash bartender. So once I got promoted, I mean, things changed, but they kind of, it wasn't that they stayed the same. It was just like, it was hard. It's hard for you to tell your friends what to do. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's really hard to tell your friends, you know, oh, you're late or what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, cause these are the same people you party with for years. And all of a sudden you're probably like, I'm going to still party with them because, you know, I was doing that beforehand. You know what I mean? That being said, the newbies, we have a different relationship. You don't know me like that, you know? So I'm a little bit more of a ball buster now, you know, with the newbies. I'm not worried about it. Like, what are you going to do? You know?
That makes sense. And yeah. Do you ever, I mean, like, you know, you're not a
producer.
Just got here. Yeah, they did. I mean, do you ever, so when they decide who's going to be a newbie, you know, like, production and Bravo and obviously our wonderful queen, Miss Lisa Vanderpump. Do you ever get involved? Like, does Lisa ever, yes, queen. Like, does Lisa ever come to you and say, like, you know, tell me, like, who should we put forward? You know, you're the manager. Who should we put forward for the show?
Yeah, no, I get questions like that all the time. Like, you know, from different people. I'm not going to get, you know, Lisa sometimes asks me, you know, what I think about certain people. And I always give my honest opinion to her, but that's between me and her. You know,
do you ever like, is it ever hard for you in terms of like, okay, like Dana, she might make great TV, but she sucks as a worker. I'm not saying these are true things. I'm just saying like, are you ever conflicted with like that person would be great on the show, because you know, like you said, there's two Peters, there's Peter, the show, and there's Peter, the actual manager. Like, yeah. Is that ever a conflicting thing?
No, it's not. I mean, like Dana's proved herself to be a great server, you know, as of recent. So yeah, it was like, she was actually one of my openers for the longest time every Monday night, you know? So I actually, you know what? It's funny because she was always on time. She always like got in, you know, super, you know, early on time. she was always like ready to go. And yeah, I mean, like, we had a little conflict earlier because of the whole pirate thing, and I'm, you know, earlier this year, but you know, I'm just like, it's water under the bridge for me.
Right. About whether you guys really kissed in the closet or what actually happened.
The bathroom.
The bathroom. Sorry. Bathroom closet. Speaking of Lisa, who is our queen, what is something like, you know, no secrets or anything, but what is there something that like we don't know about Lisa? Like, what is there something you think like people would be shocked to find out about Lisa? You know, like just the most simple of things.
She's, well, I mean, like, I mean, she really displays everything on television, but I mean, like, one of my favorite traits about Lisa is that she's very loyal. You know, she's very loyal to her employees, to us, you know? So yeah, that's the one thing that, I mean, I could text her right now, you know? You know what I mean? She's a very loyal person. So especially if you prove yourself, you know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, tomorrow, you know? No, after years, you know, yeah, she's a very loyal person. That's what I love about her.
Did you watch Beverly Hills Housewives when she was on, or you don't even watch these shows?
I don't watch Vanderpump Rules.
You just have no interest in watching it back.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I already know what happens in a sense. You know, I know what happens with me, I think. You know, I never know how I never know what's going to come out. But, yeah, I have a pretty good sense of it. And, yeah, I've never really – I watched the I don't know. I guess it's because I don't really like watching myself on camera, but, you know.
I get it. It's like me listening to myself on these podcasts. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the worst judge of myself. I judge myself too harshly, I think, sometimes, you know? I don't know, but, yeah.
Did you ever, just because this is where my warped mind goes, so this is nothing, no one is saying this online, this is just the way my crazy warped mind thinks. Like, you know, so when the show was cast, you guys all sat around, there were seven main characters, you know, like, they show people's names when it starts, like, Jack, Stassi, like, there's no Peter. So, like, technically, that means these are the cast members, and these are like the friends, you know, like if you look on Wikipedia, like these are the friends of or the recurring characters. Like, did you ever say like, where the hell is my shining star? Like, why is it? I mean,
it never really crossed my mind. Now that you're mentioning it, I might have to look into that.
I mean, like, I don't think it would cross a normal person's mind. It's just, this is how my mind thinks. So that like never crossed your mind. There's no,
no, it like, never did. I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I've just never really thought about it. You know, 8 years in, I've never thought about, I need my own credit. No, never. I don't know.
Why do you think this show is such a hit? Like, what do you think it is about this particular show? I mean, there's a lot of shows on Bravo.
Yeah, no, I think it's because the authenticity is so palpable. You know, we're very relatable to a lot of people. You know, a lot of people work in the restaurant industry. You know what I mean? And so I think a lot of people go through what we've gone through in the restaurant business. And that's why I think it's so relatable to a lot of people. Because everybody, have you ever worked in a restaurant?
I've worked at fast food places way back in high school, but never a server in an actual restaurant. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people have worked in the food industry and, you know, have gone through a little bit of this type of, you know, chaos before. So, and that's why we're so relatable, in my opinion.
What about Corona? I mean, like, have you talked to Lisa and Ken? Like, what, you know, there's so many restaurants.
I've been texting with Ken, here and there. He's still bundled up over there in his home. I'm like, you know, I'm scared for him because he's the most at risk for this whole thing, you know? So we've texted back and forth. I need to text him, actually. I've just been so busy that all of a sudden you start thinking like, oh, wait, I haven't texted this person to this person, you know?
And Lisa and Ken are doing well through all this.
From what I understand, yeah.
And what about, you know, like, look, I'm in New York City, like, you know, you look out the window, like, everything is closed down. I mean, what do you think, like, how is this going to affect, like, Sir and just, like, all the restaurants, like Tom Tom, Villa Blanca, like,
what? I mean, I'm thinking that we're going to come back stronger than ever, but that's just my positive opinion being put out there. Like, I'm just an optimistic, positive guy. So I think that, you know, once we open those doors, it's just going to be like, boom, baby, let's rock and roll, you know?
Do people freak out like when they come in to Sir and like there's Peter or on the other hand, do people come in thinking it's still, you know, 2013, like where's Stassi? Why isn't she waiting tables here? Like,
no, actually, I think everybody's kind of caught up, but they're all in shock. I mean, it's funny because a lot of people are in shock when they see me, You know, they see me, and I'm just walking around, you know, like checking the tablecloth, doing this, doing that. And they're like, holy shit, you know?
Like, I really do work at Sir, everybody. This is the truth.
Yeah.
Whose house, if you had to move into one of the houses for not the people that are in it, would you take? Which of the three white houses would you take?
Probably Jackson's, because they all look the same.
They all look the same to me too.
Actually, Tom's Sandoval's is slightly different, but Jack's and Schwartz, I thought I was in Schwartz's house when I was in Jack's house. They're very nice houses.
I like Kristen's house. I think it has charm.
I haven't been to Kristen's yet.
It's cute. I mean, online it is. What about whose wedding was your favorite? Sheena's, Jack's, or Tom and Katie's?
Well, Jack's. And this is the reason why. At Sheena's, I was bartending, because Sheena and I had an argument that season. So at Sheena's, I was like bartending at her wedding.
Really? Okay. Yes. I don't think
I
knew that.
Just in black. Everyone was like, Peter, you're not dressed for a wedding. I was like, I'm working. I'm bartending for a wedding, because her bartenders dropped out. So, and I was just a guest at Tom Schwartz's, but I was one of the groomsmen at Jax's wedding. So that's why it's my favorite.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Now, speaking of weddings, I assume you're going to be invited to Stassi's wedding. I'm assuming.
Let me see. Hold on.
Do you have the invitation there?
I think I do.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's right here. Yeah.
This is like.
There you go.
I can't.
Boom.
That's pretty.
Yeah. Bam.
Okay. That's perfect for like an Italy. What about, I mean, I know it's rescheduled or postponed. What about Lala and Randall?
That one, yeah, I was invited to, but I haven't gotten an invitation yet because they changed it. I don't think they have sent out invitations yet.
The date has changed. Now, who would you predict would be the first married out of these four options? Raquel and James, Tom and Ariana, Kristen and either her current boyfriend or someone else, and Sheena and Brock, or Sheena and someone else.
Sheena and Brock, or...
So just Sheena.
Go with James and Raquel.
I would have said the same thing.
I was going to say Tom Sandoval and Ariana, but I'm going to go with James and Raquel. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
You know what?
A slight second would be Tom and Ariana. Yeah.
You think Tom and Ariana will actually get married one day?
Think so. I think they will. I mean, like, after being together for a certain point. I mean, like, you know, what's the... Why not, right? I'm kidding.
Even though she says she doesn't want to get married.
Yet.
Listen.
Now, I don't even know what a long-term relationship, you know, I don't know how that functions.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm not sure that I'm ever going to know how marriage works, but that is a whole other story.
That's a whole other beast.
Seriously. You know? Is there anything like over all the years that was just so shocking to you? You know, I mean, like, Kristen sleeping with Jax. I mean, just, like, there's so much. I'm just using, like, you know, just all of this. Like, was there one thing where you're like, I know these people. I work here. This is my life. And I am even, like, speechless that this just happened.
Jax and Kristen, yeah. I remember Jax's birthday, too. It was, the Palms, which no longer exists in West Hollywood. And, I remember, like, that was shocking. That when I heard that was shocking to me. So yeah, that was the craziest one. Other than that, everything's been an interesting, fun, exciting ride.
Was there anything that you did where you're just like, I totally regret that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of things actually. You look, hindsight is 20/20. Like for instance, my date with Vale. When you get older, you handle things in a different way. You know what I mean? Today, I would have handled that a lot differently. You know, I mean, she acted as if we weren't supposed to go out for drinks, and then she's all like, "Oh, you know, I'm gonna get coffee today," and I was like, "Well, we should get wine or whatever." Today, I would have handled that way differently. Today, I would have been like, "Well, you can drink your coffee. It's 5:00. I'm going to have a bottle. If you want to join me, go for it, you know? So yeah, looking back on that, that was pretty bad. And then the Pitt Stain from season three, you know, cause I had to like figure out how to like, you know, proper use of deodorant.
You know, and what happens on your date with Vale again? I remember like she wants a coffee and
like,
you want to.
Like I looked really weird and creepy and I was just like, that's definitely not Peter today. You know?
Right.
I'm a different person. You know what I mean? Like for instance, like I think it was in the last episode, someone tagged me in this video and they were all like, it was when Brett was talking to some of the girls about his relationships or whatever, and they hit me and with the camera, and I was like, oh God. Because I'm just like, I'm looking back on everything, and I'm just like, seriously, you think that's a lot? Come on.
Right, you're like.
I think that reaction came out because I'm very cool, calm, collected. You don't know a lot of the girls that I'm dating, you know what I mean? I keep that separate, you know? I made a mistake by bringing Sarah on, but. I might have to bring someone else on. You never know. But I have to be committed. And there's my limitation. I'm a Gemini, so.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
My air sign. I don't like to be trapped.
So we might see you with more girls. You like might bring someone on, but we're not sure. You'll see. What about the season finale? Two things. One, so I mean, you don't watch it back, but I'm sure now, like, were you shocked when that whole like breaking of the fourth wall and Jack says, blah, 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 and this is my show. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see all this? You really
wait,
don't.
He said, this is my show.
Okay, so in the season, I love how you don't even like, I mean, I understand that you don't watch. I just figure you've heard what happens. No, call up Kristen or Stas. So like in the season finale, it ended and basically Jack's, you know, because Lisa's like, well, what's going on? Like, you know, you're like having a tough time of it, you know, because we've seen Jax have a tough time this season. You know, she was legitimately trying to help him, but Jax is like, you know, because, you know, he's not speaking to Sandoval or there was the issues. And she's like, you know, this one and that one, we're going to be friends forever. But right now it's just not the time. And he's like, there's so much drama. This is what I have to deal with on my show. And Lisa was, I mean, so right there, you're like breaking the fourth wall. I mean, you're basically saying it's a show. And Lisa's like, your show? Don't disrespect me. Whose show is this? I mean, which point? Well taken, Lisa. It's her show.
And the rules.
Right. So just, but it was just shocking that Jack said that and then it broke the fourth wall. And then the way it ended, because this is the other thing that's going on online now. A lot of people think, and I don't think this, that was like the series finale because it ended with like Stassi and Bo leaving on their own. It just ended with this foreshadowing that everybody's going their own way. So all the talk is like, this was because it was an off season.
And now Corona is not even helping.
Right. Like I'm just saying people.
The situation we're dealing with isn't even helping the matter.
Right. So people are like, it was an off season, the newbies, it's too much going on. We've lost, you know, we're losing interest. And now, right, Stassi and Bo leave here. And then they have Kristen leave on her own. And then so it just, the way it was edited. So everyone's like, series finale is this. I mean, I can't tell you. I've gotten like, as if I'm Peter and I'm on the show. So I don't know why people are checking with me just because I have a podcast about Bravo. A million people, is this the end? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, does anyone realize I'm not Andy Cohen over here? Like, I don't know, but you're shaking your head.
Hey, all I got to say is, how did Tom Brady put it a couple of years back when he won the Super Bowl against, I think it was against the Rams. So it was last year. Was it last year? He said, we're still here. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're still here. So take it as you wish.
That's what I would have said. And what about, I mean, this will be another thing I'm sure you don't know anything about because you're just in your own world, but that's good. You don't like, what about all the people that are like, oh, you know, Stassi's gotten too big for the show. Like it's Stassi's show. Like Stassi and Bo should just have their own spinoff. I mean, they're part of the gang, right? Do you have any feelings
they're
about
all, this? They're part of the gang. So I don't see why they would want to leave. You know what I mean? Because if it's just Stassi and Poe, I mean, like, think about this. Pirates of the Caribbean had three great films and then some so-so films, two so-so films. And but the center of the attention was Jack Sparrow, right? Well, those movies didn't really, like, didn't bring anybody in, you know? And so when you have, like, okay, yeah, we love you, but if you lose the ensemble cast, you know, that you can feed off of, that can create a little bit of a void and a problem, you know what I mean? So I do think that if they want to do their own spinoff, that's great, and congratulations to them. But, you know, an ensemble to feed off of is always the best, in my opinion, you know?
I would agree. I mean, like, you don't watch The Housewives, but there's been many times where Housewives have spun off onto their own shows and they don't always go so well. It's kind of like, listen, you know, the goal with an ensemble cast is, like, you want everyone to be as strong as yourself because it makes your job easier. It makes a great show, which is really what everyone should want.
I mean, like you were saying, oh, I don't have a title card or anything, but people still follow me. People still, like, know who I am. And I bring a level of strength and gravitas to a lot, you know?
Listen, at this point,
for years.
I was just going to say, you're too far in. You're always going to be Peter Madrigal from, like, Vanderpump. You do realize this. You'll go start this successful business and all of a sudden it's, people are always
going to... I'll still be Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, this new business sounds great. All I had to hear was the food god and Melissa and Joe, and I'm in. But yes,
there you go. Download it right now, actually. You can download it on your phone right now. It's
really?
There. Celebrity Slots, just type it in. Android, Google Play, or Apple, the App Store. And yeah.
And how does it work? You just play slots with, like, different celebrities? That's fine.
Yep. And you have the chance to win sweepstakes, so you have a chance to win prizes from us.
That's fine. Especially during quarantine. I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
What about, where did you come out on the whole, like, you know, Jax and Sandoval feud of the season or bump in the road?
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. They've been friends for 20 years now. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'll put it on myself. There's been relationships where I've had friends that I've been friends with for 10 years, you know, that we know we no longer are friends anymore. You know what I mean? And those end. So, I mean, you know, if they don't want to talk to each other, and, you know, then that's on them. Like, if they don't want to be friends anymore, you know, if they clear it up, then clear it up. If not, I'm not going to get in the way of that. You know what I mean? They've been friends for 20 years. So that's a long time. So that's totally their realm. You know what I mean?
Do you think
someone trying to get involved in that is, like, you know.
Do you think this is it, though, or do you think they'll work it out?
We'll see. You know, I thought that they wouldn't be friends after Jack slept with Kristen, and then all of a sudden that was what? That was 6 years, 7 years ago now? You know?
Well, that's the shocking thing about the show. I mean, to your point, though, as people get older, things change. Like, the things that have happened are things that should end friendships, and they didn't. So, I mean, I would hope they would just work it out.
Exactly. But,
right?
That's my
I mean,
point.
Like,
so, you know, like, if they're going to work it out, they're going to work it out.
What about, like, Kristen? What about, like, Stassi and Katie not really speaking
Same
to Michael?
Answer. Stassi and Katie and Kristen, I've seen them become enemies and friends for almost over a decade now. So, you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. You never know what the future can hold, you know? You never know.
What do you hope to see, like, in the future on this show? Like, do you think something...
What am I hoping to see? What I'm hoping for personally is just personal growth for myself, you know? And I'm hoping for personal growth for everybody else, but I think everybody is growing as people. Like, we talked about earlier. I want to grow personally, you know? That's my main goal. Is, like, if I can achieve something new every day, then that's all I care about.
And what about the future with working at CERT? Like, what if this app just blows up and that's it? This real company, and for the CEO, like, what if, I mean, are you just like, I love Sir?
I do love Sir. I mean,
Sheena tells me she's going to be there forever. She's like, unless the show ends or I get, she says she does want to be a manager though. That's what you told me when we spoke.
Who's Sheena?
Yes.
She should become a manager. It's about time. I can train her.
You should.
I should.
But I mean, like, do you see yourself at Sir, you know, like just for years and years?
Yeah, I see myself there. It's like my second home. So I'm not like, I enjoy going in. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy hanging out with everybody. Yeah. So I see myself there for quite a long time. That's a while.
Like, I mean, good for you for loving it, right? I mean, like, thank you. What about, well, I mean, it's not for everyone. Like when Stassi said, like, you know, that comment about Corona, like I would even put on a Sir uniform. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Stassi, yeah, no, I commented back 1 through 6.
What's that? Like shifts?
1 through 6 is her section. The main room tables 1 through 6.
That's so funny. That's really funny.
That was her section for years.
That's so funny. What about, and you don't have to give any, because reunion's here, this is coming out, you know, during reunion, so you don't have to give any spoilers, but is there anything that was not addressed at the reunion that you wish was? You don't have to give
it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you feel this was like a more, like Jack said, this was like one of the most intense reunions ever?
Really? I gotta watch it now. I gotta get back to you on that question. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. But they all seem to be very tense.
What are your plans after quarantine, besides going back to Sir?
I plan on going to a bar and getting wasted. And maybe looking for some girls. that's basically what I'm going to be doing.
That's a good plan. Yeah, I mean, when things open back up.
Yeah, I can't wait. Let's put it that way. It feels like Groundhog Day. You get up in the morning, you work out for a couple hours, then you got to figure out what you're doing for the rest of the day. You don't really drive anywhere. You're just kind of stuck at home. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Did you have any big splurge? Like I asked Sheena, she said it's mostly vacations for other people. Like, did you have like, you know, like when, you know, you're working at Sir, but now you got some Vanderpump Rules money coming in and
what's that?
Well, okay. I mean, you know, like Jax makes a certain amount. Well, I mean, to that too, like, did you ever turn and say like, why does Jax make this and Stassi makes this and you're just happy? You're just a nice guy, Peter. You're just a nice guy.
Huh?
You're just a nice guy, really.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah. But don't make me bring the hammer down. You saw what happened to Raquel, you know, and James.
Yes.
My biggest splurge probably would be my car. I have a brand new BMW. It's a convertible. So yeah, that's my pride and joy right there.
That makes sense. How is Raquel as an employee?
She's good. She's good. She's good. She needs to pay attention to her tables more, but she's good.
But we like Raquel.
Yeah, we do. Yes.
And when is someone going to hire, I mean, would you hire James Kennedy to DJ your wedding if you were going to have a wedding eventually?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, probably never happened. So
it may not happen. Anything else you want to leave us with before we go? I mean, like just the legacy of this show coming back, more seasons. Like it's a great show.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. You never know. Maybe maybe instead of summer, we see fall and we see Halloween. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know what the plans are next. All I know is that, it's like you said, I will be always associated with this show. It's part of my legacy. And I love every minute of it.
I'm telling you, you're going to have this successful app. It's going to be 10 years from now. You're going to, you know, but when you walk down the street, people are going to be like, that's Peter from Vanderpump Rules. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing. I love it.
It's a good thing. Awesome. And where can we find you online with all of your wonderful IGs?
My Twitter handle is LLPJMadrigal.
Of course it is.
That was years ago. That's been my handle for over a decade.
That's a good one.
And my Instagram is Peter_Madrigal. That's the one I'm on the most. Sometimes I tweet every now and then. I got to get re-involved again because I was tweeting a lot as of recent, but now I kind of took a step back. I got to get back at it. But yeah.
Everyone needs to follow you. Thank you for keeping us all entertained during quarantine.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to another great season. And when this is all over and I come to LA, I'm going to look for you.
There we go.
At CERN. And I'll like DM you when all this comes out.
Perfect. So
thank you so much.
Let me know.
I will. I really appreciate it. I'll text
you. You're welcome, of course.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.